The first shovels of dirt were turned over at the new location of the Park City Film Studios Wednesday morning. One of the partners of the development team, Greg Erickson, says they're ready to move ahead to bring in the utilities to the site, and some vertical construction could get underway this winter if weather permits.
We're in the process of obtaining building permits. We're going through Park City's CUP process. We've retained architects and engineers. And we've got permits now to bring utilities to the property. And so we're in full forward motion to get this going.
The first phase of the development will focus on the motion picture and television production studios in order to take advantage of some possible productions next year.
We're hoping to have the studio core operational by fall of 2014. We've actually got, and I can't tell you who, but we've got three major productions, one a full feature motion picture that wants to start shooting towards the fall of 2014, and then we've got an animated movie that also wants to start shooting by mid-2014, the end of 2014. So our first emphasis is going to be on the studio core, and we've also got a company that is, in my opinion, a game-changing player in entertainment and distribution of digital media. And so I think that'll be part of the core of the studio.
Erickson says the financing is in place, although he and his family are bankrolling the studios. Quinn's Junction Partners are working with a digital media company known as M Technologies and its president, Larry Cox, out of Bountiful.
Larry Cox, who is the president of that company, formerly was a Fortune 500 president of SAIC, which was primarily contracting with the government for cybersecurity, supercomputers for media transmission in the military arena, and essentially looked at the technology that was very, very advanced, because it always is in the government, and said, will it work in the entertainment area? And the answer is yes. And in fact, it will work so well that it will really provide a game-changing plan for our motion picture studio.
Another partner is a Chinese production company.
There was a gentleman by the name Butang Yang, who at one point was the chairman of motion picture and television production in China, and then he went to a company called National Film Capital. And then they've signed an agreement with us to bring a Chinese film office to Park City. And then there were other investors associated with that that we've got an agreement with to put money in subsequent phases. But we've got sufficient capital to start the first phase, and then with their capital, go on to the second phase.
Erickson has also teamed up with Utah Valley University to bring a film school to town.
We've started an international film school, and the primary location of that will be on the UVU campus in Wasatch County, but there'll be ancillary uses on our film studio property, which will include, immersing students with industry, which is starting to become a common thread in education, so that kids that are graduating in film and entertainment aren't trained on antiquated equipment, but they're trained on the newest technology. And as a result, this is an exciting program, for sure.
Britt Penrod, a former employee of Raleigh Studios, has left that company to start his own consulting business. Erickson says that he's hired Penrod for his expertise. The approval and the annexation of the Park City Film Studios came after more than a dozen years and a handful of lawsuits by Erickson against Summit County. Erickson wouldn't call those years contentious, and he says at this point it's all water under the bridge.
You know, in all processes, people have differences of opinion. And, I sat down with the mayor the other day, and, we both acknowledged that we had different views on the process and the way it went forward. But once it's approved and we negotiated a really good solution, we've got a great working relationship, and I've appreciated that. I think people can have differences of opinion, And then once, you know, you solve that, you move forward together, work together, and make it the best you can. And that's great. I'm very happy with it.
That's Greg Erickson with the Park City Film Studios. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.